The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, it is. But it's not just any Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I would never do that to you guys. Never, ever, never once will I mail it in. Never once will I not have that start to the show, because I'm excited. I'm fired up. I get to do this for a living. It is a Power Rankings Tuesday presented by DraftKings. Thank goodness for those dudes. Make sure you use them for daily fantasy and or your betting needs. It's a new week, which means we'll have a new Spread the Word winner at Ross Tucker NFL, at Ross Tucker Pod. I'm looking for a few good quote tweeters, and even replies are good on Twitter, shares on Facebook. These are the people I'm looking for. Sponsor confirmation email winner, always terrific. Love sponsor confirmation email winners. It's time for the final Madden. It's the final countdown. Myfrontpagestory.com. Love that we're growing the YouTube page. Love when you guys check out the videos over there. It's a great way. The best way to dip your toe in the other podcasts is to check out the clips on YouTube or to follow at Ross Tucker Pod on social media, so you see the clips of some of what we think is the best stuff from the other shows. It's big show time.
The big show.
Monday Night Football. The Seahawks fall to 3-8 after failing to convert a two-point conversion last night. Washington wins their third in a row. The final 17-15.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable that the Seahawks are here, that it's fallen this far. There are going to be some major changes in Seattle after this year. The question is how many, but there's going to be a bunch. Washington totally controlled and dominated the line of scrimmage and thus the time of possession. I think, Bri, they had over 40 minutes time of possession. That never happens in NFL games. Never, ever, ever. But they totally controlled the line of scrimmage. Antonio Gibson had a big game, even though it looked like he hurt his knee. He came back in. J.D. McKissic played very well as well. Feels like he's been on a million teams. Every time he gets to a new team, he's able to be productive. Taylor Heinicke, solid. You know, just throw the check down. Throw the passes that are there. Scramble a couple times. Don't turn it over. Solid. Well done, Heinicke. Russell Wilson and Seattle. I lost track of how many three and outs they had. I lost track of how many consecutive three and outs. DK Metcalf never gets the ball. He's frustrated. This game had some wild plays, though. How about when the Washington scores a touchdown and Rasheem Green blocks the extra point, ball bounces, he picks it up and takes it back to the house? That was incredible. Absolutely incredible by Rasheem Green. Here's the thing. Some team recently took a knee rather than going for two or extra point late in the game. That's why. Because if you're up by 9 or 8, no, if you're up by 9 or 10, you don't want to give them a chance to get two in that situation. So you don't even kick the extra point. Gerald Everett jumping in the stands and getting pushed back on the field. That was hilarious. And I tweeted this last night while I was watching the game, Bri, at Ross Tucker NFL. I was a little disturbed by the lack of effort by Jamal Adams on the J.D. McKissic touchdown run in the third quarter. I mean, what are you doing? I literally tweeted, what is he doing? That was concerning, very concerning. Speaking of that, by the way, we all have anxiety. We all have things that concern us at times in our life. Make sure that what happens with your family, if something happens to you, isn't one of those. Like, we all know how fragile life is. We all have stories of people we know that passed suddenly or got cancer, whatever the deal is, right? Make sure you're protecting yourself. And more importantly, the ones you love. Choose Ladder. 100% digital, so no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, it only takes a couple minutes. You can do it from your phone, which is crazy. If you want to talk to a person, you can do that as well. There's no hidden fees. Cancel at any time. Give yourself the peace of mind this holiday season. That would be pretty cool, to give yourself or your family the peace of mind. Go to ladderlife.com/Ross today to see if you are instantly approved. That's ladderlife.com/Ross. ladderlife.com/Ross.
It's time for the all-important power ranking. The worst team in the history of the NFL is...
Once again, number 32, Detroit Lions.
I know it was another close loss. I know they're competitive, but the Jets won another game. I mean, everybody else has at least two wins. I can't put the Lions anywhere but 32. I can't have any faith that they would win a series of games against anybody.
Number 31, the Jaguars.
They were actually decent. They were competitive. Not bad from Urban Meyer, but I don't know. I think it's a toss-up, frankly, between the Jaguars, Jets, and Texans. They're all about equally terrible, if we're being honest.
Number 30 is the Jets.
Gotta win. You know, the Jets sneakily have three wins. I feel like the Jets either win or lose by double digits. There's no in-between for them.
Is sneakily a word?
I think it is.
It is now.
I think it is. I'm gonna sneakily look it up while you say who's next.
All right, number 29, the Texans. By the way, that's not so sneakily.
In a furtive or sly way.
All right.
She sneakily hid a surprise gift in his room. Have you ever heard of sneakily, Bri?
No, that's one adverb I've never used.
So look at you trying to, like, that was hilarious. You were trying to sound better since you know you just self-owned yourself by using adverb. Like,
that's right.
Oh,
baby.
I know how to use the word adverb. You have kids in school. Of course you can say adverb. You just self-owned yourself, right? You know what self-own is? That's a word too.
I've never heard that.
It means when you're trying to make somebody else look bad because you thought I used a word that's not a real word.
No, I really didn't.
But then
that.
You actually exposed yourself for not knowing it.
You win some, you lose some. All right, Texans 29.
Somebody made a YouTube comment or something somewhere where they said they really liked the show. They just don't like when I sing, which is fine. There's some people that don't like when I sing, but most people love it. That's fine. It's not for everybody.
Not most people.
And they don't like how I treat you. I don't understand that. Like, I treat you great. Like, we love each other. I just bust your chops every once in a while.
Yeah, that's fine.
Did you see that comment?
No, I did not. But
on YouTube,
I'm totally
bothered
fine with it.
Me.
Hey, look, if you're going to dish it out, you better be able to take it.
Yeah, you just tried to verbally assassin me, but sneakily is a word. Anyway, here's what matters. The Texans are not very good. They're 29. Everybody knows that. I don't know what to say to their fans other than it's a good thing they lost to the Jets. Why would you want – I mean, it's nice to win games. I get it. But you'd rather have a better draft pick at this point. The difference between winning three games this year and four Who cares?
Number 28, Chicago Bears.
You know, I might have to move them ahead of the Seahawks. They won another game. I think they're a decent team, but they're not good. That's for sure. I think we all saw that on Thanksgiving.
27, the Seahawks.
I feel like I have the Seahawks ahead of the Bears solely because of Russell Wilson and reputation at this point. I don't know that they're really a better team than the Chicago Bears.
26, the Falcons.
So they won. I only moved them up one spot. I don't know. They beat a bad Jags team in a close game. They're not very good. Although for not very good, I think they have like five wins maybe. So that's how you know, by the way, that I would say you should feel good about your coach. When I say they're not very good and it turns out that you know, you end up having five wins. By the way, the Jets have the Seahawks' first-round pick. So right now, that would be the number five overall pick with how bad the Seahawks are right now. Yeah, the Falcons are 5-6. They have the same record as the Washington football team, who would be in the playoffs if they started today, which they don't.
Number 25, the New York Giants.
The G-men. So here's the deal. They got to win. I'm not even sure they should be ahead of the Falcons. They got to win against the Eagles. They're not very good. I mean, the Eagles blew that game in a million different ways. Kudos to the Giants defense getting the turnovers, but I think even a honest Giants fan would say, yeah, we're not very good.
Number 24, who dat, the Saints.
They're not very good either. You know, I think the Seahawks and the Saints, they're not used to being down in this category, in this area where they're among the worst 8-9 teams in the NFL. Pretty crazy.
23, the Panthers.
Christian McCaffrey done for the year. So on the one hand, I'm with an ankle injury. I'm thrilled for him that he got his money when he got it after they gave him insane usage his second and third years. On the other hand, this will just further the argument of why you shouldn't give guys like that this kind of money.
Number 22, the Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, number 22. They're on a roll. It's time to go solo, rolling, with their flag top down so the hair can flow. Girlie's on standby waiting just to say hi. Did they stop? No, Bri. They just kept rolling, pursuing to the next stop. I definitely got some of those lyrics wrong. Do you know the song, Bri?
Absolutely not.
What? Vanilla Ice, 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 baby. Rolling in my 5.0 with my... What would it be like the something on the car is down? My flag top? Flat top. Flat top down so my hair can flow? I don't know.
Rag top, maybe?
Is that the top of a car, a rag top?
It can be, but I have no idea. Yeah, I really sound old, but...
I'm terrible with lyrics. I've admitted that before. Anyway, Dolphins have won four in a row. Their rookie defensive players are balling. Their defense is balling. Tua is balling. That's a lot of positivity.
21, the Cleveland Browns.
Not a lot of positivity for the Browns. Although I think I said this yesterday, I'll say it again. I don't think Baker Mayfield played particularly poorly against the Ravens. I thought the scheme and the receivers did not do a good job of uncovering in that game.
Pittsburgh Steelers, number 20.
Brian, I don't know that the Steelers have ever been in the 20s since you and I have done this. They haven't had a losing season in 20 years. So I would say it's probably unlikely the Steelers have ever been all the way down here. Those of you that listen to the Even Money podcast, you sort of heard Steve Fezzik talk about this last week. No, before the Chargers game, he said they wouldn't be favored another game this year and they might not win another game. Well, he's 2-for-2 so far. They lost the Chargers. They lost to the Bengals. You know who doesn't lose? People that overcome the odds, rewrite the playbook, deliver under pressure. The MVPs of small business lead their teams to victory all year long. Visa is proud to provide playmakers everywhere with more tools to help grow their business and help them achieve even greater success. Because the more people we can empower, the more we all win. Visa, a network working for everyone.
Number 19, the Washington football team.
How about the football team? Man, they really got to get a nickname. I'm tired of calling them the football team. It's weird. It's awkward. But they've won three in a row. If the playoffs started today, they would be in the playoffs. Absolutely incredible. Ron Rivera deserves a ton of credit. I mean, that guy can just flat out coach.
Number 18, the Denver Broncos.
Ginormous win for them against the Chargers. Very much keeps them in the mix. I feel like this is who Teddy Bridgewater is. If you have a decent team around him, he can keep you in the mix 500. Not going to be better than that, but in the mix around 500 like this.
17, the Raiders.
The Raiders. So how about Tristan Hill, the Cowboys D tackle who punched John Simpson in the face after the game? Galactically stupid thing to do. Suspended 2 games. It's a lot of money, bro. I mean, I hope that punch was worth it. And the guy had his helmet on. You just cost yourself a lot of money. Not good at all for Tristan Hill. But we're talking about the Raiders here. Hard to underestimate or underrate or overrate the importance of that win that they got against the Cowboys. You know, if they were 5-6 and had lost 4 games in a row, you're feeling terrible about them. Now you feel like, okay, maybe they got a shot again. And you got to give a lot of credit to the offense. Derek Carr played a great game. They put a bunch of points up.
Number 16, the Philadelphia Eagles.
They lost Jack Driscoll for the year. We don't know if they'll get Brandon Brooks back this season. So their O-line had been the strength of the team. This is their third starting guard who's now out. So we'll see if Herbig or whoever else they use at guard can hold it down for them.
At 15, the Minnesota Vikings.
The Minnesota Vikings cannot handle prosperity. They seemingly cannot win 2 games in a row. And that's just kind of who they are. But if they get in the playoffs, they could very easily win one. I can't imagine them winning a couple, but I could see them winning that first one.
All right, number 14, the Chargers.
The Chargers are the Vikings of the AFC. Talented, good quarterback and receivers. Don't close out games. Feel like they'll always be around 500. They just can't sustain success. Go, Chargers, go. San Diego, Superchargers.
Number 13, the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow. Don't call it a comeback. The Niners have been here for years, climbing up my power rankings. You know who sings that song?
No.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
Nope.
LL Cool J. Bang. Niners have won 3 in a row. Little did people know when they tuned into the Power Rankings Ross Tucker Football Podcast that they would also get a lesson in early 90s music. I don't know how this stuff comes in my head. I really might be a musical genius. Anyway, the Niners, they've got their formula cooking now. They are on a roll, and they are absolutely a team you would not want to play in the playoffs because they could do some damage. However, they lose Debo Samuel for a game or two, according to Kyle Shanahan. That will hurt.
Number 12, the Rams.
Dropping precipitously. Have lost 3 in a row. I don't care about Matthew Stafford's injuries. They're not playing as well up front on either side of the ball. And that, my friends, is where it all starts, which most of you know.
Number 11, the Tennessee Titans.
Titans have lost a couple games in a row, but if you remember, somebody, a.k.a. me, pointed out before that they really weren't playing that great. They were sort of winning games by the hair on their chinny chin chin. What's that from, Brian? You know? That's like a kid's folklore or something.
Three little
hair
pigs?
Hair on their chinny chin chin.
Three little pigs?
Is it? Anyway.
Little
Titans,
Red Riding
look,
Hood.
They ran the ball well. I give them credit for running the ball well. They just turned it over. But that two games in a row, the Titans have lost because of their turnovers. So if they can get back to winning that battle rather than losing it, they're still a pretty good team.
Number 10, the Cincinnati Bengals.
Unbelievably impressive. They were so prepared for that Steelers game. They wanted to make a statement. They came out and dominated. And it feels like they are getting back on a roll a little bit now, having won two games in a row. And I don't mind their orange uniforms, their orange tops, but I prefer the classic Bengals black at home. I think that looks awesome. I think visibility is important. In fact, it's your first line of defense when it comes to staying safer on the road. Seeing better means spotting the unexpected even faster. If you're looking for better visibility, head to AutoZone. They've got the parts and products you need to drive safer and see more behind the wheel. Dealing with dull headlights? They got the replacement lights to help you brighten up the road if you're driving late at night. Make sure you have good wipers. Nothing worse than squeaking or streaking wipers. I can't stand that. Ready to see more and drive safer? Visit your nearest AutoZone or head to AutoZone.com to start your job today. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Number 9, it's the Indianapolis Colts.
It is, and I didn't even drop them. In fact, I put them up a spot. I think they're good. I think they could beat a bunch of teams. I raised them ahead of the Titans. I think they would beat the Titans in the series right now. You know, they turned it over. That's why they lost the Bucs, but they were right there, did a lot of positive things. I like the Colts.
Number 8, the Bills.
Bills moved back up 3 spots, righted the ship a little bit. Impressive take care of business performance against the Saints. Let's see if that means the Bills are back on track or if it's just a 1-week boost. We thought they were back on track after the Jags loss and then the way they played against the Jets, but then they got smoked by the Colts.
Number 7, the Baltimore Ravens.
I'm not feeling great about the Ravens right now. You know, they're finding ways to win a lot of these games, but, and I know they're the number one seed in the AFC right now, I'm not overly impressed. You know, I've got 2 AFC teams ahead of them that I think are better than them right now if they play in the series of games.
Where are we? Number 6, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs, I believe, had a bye, so not much to say about the Chiefs other than when last we saw them, they were most certainly on a roll, having won 4 games in a row.
Number 5, how about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? I already mentioned Tristan Hill. How about no Mike McCarthy, their head coach, for the Saints game on Thursday night because he was placed on the COVID list. And I think there are other people in the Cowboys organization that are going on the COVID list. Not good. It sounds like defensive coordinator Dan Quinn will be their coach against the Saints. Boy, if they blow out the Saints, should be interesting to hear what people have to say about Mike McCarthy and Dan Quinn after that.
Number 4, the New England Patriots.
Nobody's playing better than them right now. Nobody in the whole NFL. Certainly not in the AFC. And they deserve all the credit. Judon was the best free agent signing. Mac Jones, the most impactful draft pick so far. I mean, he's a starting quarterback, playing well. And it feels like those two guys helped the entire team get their swagger back.
Number 3, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So they kind of got their swagger back with their win over the Colts. That was a tough win. You know, they didn't play great on the road against a good team. That's the type of win that can propel the Bucs, you know, to where they want to be, which is the number one seed. So going to be a battle down the stretch between the Cardinals, Packers, and Bucs for that number one seed. Obviously, that Bucs loss to Washington is the one that really has to stick in their craw.
Number two, the Green Bay Packers.
Go, Pack, go. Dun, 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 dun. Go, Pack, go. So, I mean, I think these top four teams are the clear best teams right now. Patriots, Bucks, Packers, Cardinals. And I think the Cowboys, Chiefs, Ravens, Bills are like a notch below. But the Packers are as good as anybody. I think right now, whoever gets home field between the Packers and the Bucks is my favorite to win the NFC. I just can't go there with the Cardinals. I think they got to walk before they run a little bit.
Russ's number one team, which is totally meaningless, but it's fun and will get many of you incredibly annoyed, is?
Well, it is the Arizona Cardinals, number one.
Right, because coming off the bye, they'll get Kyler Murray back, might get Hopkins back, and I feel like right now the way they're playing in a series of games, I think the Cardinals would win the most. However, in a one-game situation in January, in the playoffs, with the pressure on, I'm not so sure. I am sure that there are many people deserving of shout-outs, including Pizza Boy Brewing, Sporticulture, Vision Comics with an X, HumanHeadNYC.com, and SteakhouseSports.com. We absolutely love our patrons. We love the private Tuckheads Slack channel. And I'm about to hop on that right when we're done recording, by the way. I got a couple conversations I want to chime in on. So you guys can chime in on conversations with me whenever you want. Patreon.com/RTMedia, and get all the even money bets in black and white from our guy Grades. Other than that, we will be recording College Draft this morning. It is championship weekend. All the championship games, SEC championship, Big Ten championship, etc., with Emory. And then this afternoon, the Even Money podcast, which is always glorious. Other than that, I think we're done here.
Thanks for listening to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Fantasy Feast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9 with it. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.